One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
As always on a Friday, we like to send you into the weekend with a few ideas for the weekend. And Linda Hallinan is here with some of her great gardening advice. Hello, Linda.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Today we're going to talk about carrots.
We sure are, because you know what? I sometimes use this segment to inspire myself, or at least to give myself a kick up the bum and remind myself to do things. And so today I thought we could talk about sowing carrots. And I know that's probably not that exciting, but carrots are one of those staple crops which, you know, maybe we overlook them because they're so mundane. Is that a bad thing to say about carrots?
Well, I love carrots, but I have to say that I buy my carrots, so my grandfather would turn in his grave knowing that. So keep going. It's important. Well, I should learn how to sow carrots because I really do like them, but I know some people don't.
Well, the problem with carrots is that you can literally just go to the supermarket and buy a huge bag of them for like $3. Or you can fuss and try to get them to grow properly in the garden. And the thing with carrots, though, is that if you sow them twice a year, so usually you sow them late summer, early autumn, and then again in late spring, and those two sowings will keep you going all year round because they will sit in the soil. And there aren't very many crops that when they're ready, you can just ignore them. So, for example, if you ignore a well-grown broccoli, a week later it will have gone to seed and be wasted. And so you've got to kind of keep on top of harvesting. But carrots will just stay in the ground, well-behaved, minding their own business. And so they're a really useful crop just to have. And also, if you choose the right varieties, you can grow really delicious and beautiful-looking carrots. So, for example, if you sowed the rainbow blend mix of heirlooms, you can have kind of fancy glazed carrots on your dinner table that look like something in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so that's worth growing, you know, from that angle. The only problem with carrots is that they're blooming difficult. So what
makes them? Yeah, why are they difficult, Linda?
Well, it's because most of us don't have perfect soil, and you kind of need perfect soil for carrots. And by perfect, I mean really free draining, quite loose soil that you could, if you were to pick it up in your hands, would kind of run through your fingers without any big lumps. So big lumps and carrots are completely incompatible, and that's what happens is if you don't dig over the soil a lot before you plant them or sow them, then whenever the root of a carrot hits something, so a stick or a stone or a lump of hard soil, it will either fork or it will twist to one side, and that's how you sometimes see those funny carrots that look like they've got two legs that are crossed. And so, yeah, so if you don't have really good soil, you tend to get quite misshapen carrots. And if your soil is too rich or has too much compost in it, it tends to fork, so you'll get carrots that are split halfway down the middle. Which is fine, they're still edible, but they're really difficult to prepare for cooking. So you can peel them and then you get like lots of dirt stuck in and that sort of thing. So yeah, to avoid that, the best thing to do is to sow baby carrots. And there are lots of varieties that have been bred to grow only to about a finger thickness. So some of them are just sold as baby. So it makes life really easy. You don't need to know the actual name of them. And so if you sow those, they're not bothered so much by bad soil because they're only going to grow down about 10 centimetres. And so if they hit something after that, it doesn't matter because you're going to be eating them before then.
Well, that sort of sorted that out, hasn't it?
It's not hard. And then the other thing to do, so if you haven't sown your carrots already, it is getting on. But if you do have a raised bed, you could try some in there, or you can grow them in a grow bag. They grow pretty well in a flexible container, and the reason you want it to be flexible is that as they fatten up, they push the soil away from themselves, and so if you put them in a hard-sided pot, they've got nowhere to go, and so they don't grow as well. So you could still sow them in pots, and you can still sow them in the ground as well, because, you know, we're still getting some quite nice weather. I mean, we were swimming 2 days ago up here in the north, so there's still some pretty good warm weather, and there's still some soil warmth in northern parts of New Zealand. In the deep south, you're probably left it a bit late. But you can still give it a go, and so long as they germinate, they will still grow right through winter. So it doesn't matter once they're growing. They're very, very hardy.
And just to finish, Linda, how long will they take? If you get stuck in this weekend and get those carrots in the ground, when can you expect to eat them?
Mm. Well, so that truly depends on the variety. So if you're growing the early baby carrot varieties, they could take as little as 8 weeks, but I suspect you're probably looking at more like 4 months. So that's going to put everybody off. But if you do it now, then it's done. And then those carrots will keep you going right through till Christmas because they will sit in the soil still. So once spring comes, they'll grow much more quickly and they'll be delicious.
Excellent. Linda, thank you very much. What a great suggestion for the weekend.
Thanks very much.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.